really, really tough game out there. I think we started poorly. Naturally enough, his first game, you know, first competitive match I had the season, I thought in the first half were rusty. A lot of wee mistakes, a lot of fumbles and balls given away, poor decisions maybe, and some shooting let us down. I thought the second half, Derry were very good up until about the last, 10 minutes of normal time. I thought we played really well. Got the game right back into where we wanted to be, but the goal was a killer. I think the momentum sucked the momentum out of Derry. It gave Clonan a real lift and they pushed on to win the game. But listen, it's the first match. We have lots to learn. I wouldn't be panicking, surely, but I do think that the game itself is going to demand a lot of change from what you normally do. And I think today we'll find a bit of that.
From your point of view, when you got ahead at that stage and you had the chances, is that pleasing that you've got it and sorted out in such a way that you can get up the length of the shot?
No, we did okay that way. We didn't take the chance. I think we missed about 3, 4 chances that time. And I think that if we had got ourselves a gap or 2 or 3 point gap, it might have been able to hold it out. But you always knew Tyrone were going to come strong. But the goal was the turning point. You know, I think when Tyrone hit that goal, you could see the Tyrone players lifted, you know. And I think it just sucked the momentum out of there. You couldn't really shoot from around the arc at all, especially to the upper, the Killeclara end there. There was a patch of ground. If you went even into the ball, there's a good chance you weren't going to come out of it again. So there would have been a wee bit of indecision. Maybe a shot should have been taken. They weren't.
Sure.
But I wouldn't use any excuse. But this Division 1 this year, you have the top 8 teams in Ireland all in the one league, and it'll be very, very competitive. I think, in fairness, that's our... Like, really a lot of players playing together for the first time tonight as well. As I said, a bit rusty, which is natural enough as well. Having no competitive games at this point, no pre-season competition, and then into the first match in the National League, it's a hard thing for players to deal with on the one night. But they didn't do too bad, but there's plenty to work on. The 12th man is killing the game. It's as simple as that. You know, it's not, and I don't mean that, listen, there's no slant on any particular goalkeeper. I think Niall's a fantastic keeper, but it doesn't make any sense. You know, that you want a one-to-one battle. Now, there's periods in that game today where the ball was just going back and forth across the field for 2 and 3 minutes at a time. And it's just pointless rule. It doesn't make any sense that you're now getting to the stage where it's nearly unfair to 11 versus 11 or 12, you know. It doesn't make sense. The 12th man rule doesn't make any sense. So yeah, I mean, the goalkeeper being able to come up the field and contribute, I think it's going to be something that we need to look at.